welcome back to part two of module four. Module four is Financial Basics and Freedom Flow, and we are going to continue our discussion. We talked last time a little bit about revisioning budget. We're going to term it state of flow, and we talked a little bit about some of the similarities and differences between what we traditionally think of as a quote budget and our state of flow through a freedom flow mindset, with freedom being expansion and flow being movement in relationship. And so in that context, in that environment, when we talk about state of flow, it's going to create some pretty interesting some pretty interesting interactions. And I'll be honest with you, I'm really super excited about bringing this particular part of the module and this particular part of the course, because I really feel like enough said. I'm just excited. So thank you all for being here and being a part of it. So we are going to talk about practicing the five basic states of flow. And if you have some of my old outlines and things, it was titled something different. There was only four of them, and now there's five, because freedom flow is about expansion. So now we're up to five. Hang around long enough and it'll probably be about 87, but right now there's five. So the five basic states of flow. So we said state of flow is going to be our alternative terminology for a budget, but now we're actually going to talk about, in the broader sense, how do we do state of flow. And how we do state of flow is by practicing the five basic states of flow. And one of the challenges we have with budget is that it is limited. And so we're going to take off some of the limits of budget in talking about state of flow. And we're going to talk about state of flow as a movement, as a state of flow, as an inflow, a flow through, an outflow. And actually, it's moving in all kinds of directions at once, but we're going to keep it simple. It gets really, really fun, but we're just going to stick with the traditional thought of flow that's kind of one direction, although we know that there's giving and receiving, and they're happening simultaneously, because we've learned that in earlier processes with freedom flow. But the five states of flow, and I'm going to give you a visual, and it's a visual that you are going to have with you. I'm going to require that you have it with you at all times. I'm going to have you sleep with this visual. I'm going to have you eat with this visual. I'm going to have you shower with this visual. You are going to have this visual from now on. You are going to have this visual, okay? You don't need to keep it in your wallet. You don't need to stick it in your purse. You don't need to put it on a post-it on the mirror, although you can do that, because it's literally in your hand. So put up your left hand, as so. Okay. And this is your visual. State of flow. State of flow number one, and by the way, you do have a paper for this, okay, that you can write this, write your state. It says state of flow, and then in parentheses it says finger. Guess what? This is what the finger thing is about. So the first state of the state of flow is represented by your thumb, and it is give. This is your give state of flow. Okay? You're going to give first, and you're going to give generously in state of flow. This give state of flow is going to be primary, okay? It's the first on your hand, okay? So tell me some things about your thumb and your hand. How useful is this?
It gives all the rest of them full function.
Okay, very good.
To some degree.
Gives the rest of them full function. You're doing this. What does that mean? Everyone, every other finger is touched or can touch. Okay. The thumb you might look at on your hand as kind of being opposing, or you can put it kind of opposing to the rest of your fingers. Is that a bad thing? Is it bad that your thumb is in opposition, quote? Okay. It's really, really useful. Okay. It allows the rest of your fingers, the rest of the flows, to fully function. And it's very powerful. Your thumb is extremely strong. Okay? Your thumb can actually be on the opposing side of all of your other fingers at once. Okay? Your pinky's not strong enough to do that. Okay? So these are some characteristics of giving. We give first. It may seem like it's in opposition to some of the others, but it is part of the process of those others functioning. I would make the argument that it is probably the most useful of any of the digits. If you had to pick one to say which one is the, I would say the thumb might be it. Okay? Now, giving. So many things we could talk about with giving, and we've talked about a lot of them in Freedom Flow. Okay? Freedom Flow. Gifts are powerful. Gifts are the more free they are, the more powerful they are, the more unencumbered, the more no strings attached. Remember that? The stuff we talked about with how giving is a blessing, and we know that it's better to give than to receive, and we like to give, but we know that giving costs us something. Okay, we'll come back to that. That's not in the way that you might think. Okay. All right. So there's giving. A couple of these I'm gonna park on, and some of these I'm going to kind of skate by a little bit, and for interest of time. Giving and quote giving first and quote foremost. It doesn't have to be, and giving, by the way, all of this, think beyond money. Think beyond finances. You can give so many things beyond. All of these flows are much more than the quote tangible financial resources that we think of. Okay, so keep that in mind.
Well, I don't have any money, so I can't give.
No, but you have so many other resources. You have so many other opportunities to give outside of, beyond of, greater than simply money or finances or even something tangible. Your kids give to you all the time, and they don't have any money, and they don't have any skills, and they don't have any resources, and yet they do. Maybe not the skills, but they have resources to give. Okay. All right. So there's give. All right. Got your hand. You still have it. Look, everybody, nobody lost it yet. Excellent. Good job. Proud of you. Yeah. Two hands. I'll give yourself a round of applause because you got two of them too. All right. Okay. Forefinger. Forefinger. Put the give up here.
Give.
Your forefinger is the state of flow of receive.
Which is harder to do than
a lot of times receiving is harder to do than giving.
Very good point.
Okay. Receiving. Talk about this finger a little bit.
Nobody likes to feel like a charity project. I think that's part of maybe wounding associated with lack makes it hard to receive.
Okay.
Be
all right.
A way of buttoning it up nicely.
That's good.
Yeah. Where, I mean, if one rich person to another, I mean, I hear the gift. I mean, they don't have a problem because they're always giving, and that's just like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll put it next to my 100 other gifts, you know?
Right. Okay. In abundance, receiving doesn't seem quite so difficult. And in, quote, what is small to what is insignificant to someone is, in some senses, very easy to give. Forefinger, how does it relate to the thumb?
It's just directly
most,
opposite?
Yeah, directly opposite.
Most used with it, right? I mean, you do this a couple times and then do this and this, and you soon say, oh yeah, this is the one that's the common one.
Most coordinated,
right?
With it.
Most coordinated, okay. Probably of all of the finger combinations, probably the thumb and forefinger probably has the most power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also forms a circle. Back in the day, this was A-okay. I know that I'm old. I get it. Okay. But it's also circular. Okay. No beginning, no end. So we are giving and receiving simultaneously. These flows actually flow in one another continuously. Every time you're giving, you're receiving. Every time you're receiving, you're giving. Okay. And sometimes you might not be able to tease that out. It might seem like, oh, I'm only giving there, or oh, I'm just receiving. And sometimes it's not directly associated one for one, or in that, remember, this is a movie. This isn't a snapshot. Okay. So, as Joy was talking about earlier, sometimes it's kind of hard when you take a snapshot of something and you say, wow, that really felt like there was a lot of receiving going on, or that really felt like there was a lot of giving going on. Okay, this is something that budget talks very little about. And we are going to talk a lot about it because we are talking about state of flow as the bigger perspective. Budget will tell you you can do three things with money. You can save it, you can spend it, or you can give it. Okay? We have five flows in our state of flow. Okay? Giving is a state of flow. Receiving is a state of flow.
Oh.
Receiving is every bit as, quote, important, is every bit as part of the process. So when you talk about budget and you only talk about the, quote, outflow, you're talking about less than half of the process when you do that. Okay? When it's just relegated to, well, make more money, get another job, have more income, that is so, pardon the pun, shortchanging, the receiving, the inflow. Okay, so.
Yeah, other thing that's coming to mind to me, just to me, but, well, so I'm going back to that self versus not self. So if you don't know that you're receiving continuously and you think you're the center of everything, you're not gonna give. Because you limit, you automatically think it has to be like this. But if you're unaware that you're continually receiving, that's a given. So I think that's why it's so huge in our thing, because we don't get that we're receiving continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not about our effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just... there's really something going off in me that this is why we say earning money. This is why we say earning our keep, not earning our give, not, you know, that's like, but we automatically put it into I'm earning, I am the source. If I want to give, I have to give something to receive something. So we're all always thinking in that, at least me.
Mm-hmm.
What he keeps saying it's not a zero sum, but subconsciously I am always thinking about, if I want this, what do I have to give to get that? So if I want money, how much effort do I have to, how many hours do I have to work? How much brain power do I have to use? Instead of, I'm never starting at zero.
Yeah.
What? I am never starting at zero. That's where covenant comes in, and that gives me the freedom of, like, so even when I perceive I'm at zero in my snapshot or whatever, I'm never starting at zero because I'm not self-contained, self-sourced. I might not have it on me, I might not be aware of it, but it doesn't stop from the fact that I am fully supplied. I am receiving. Like, the simplest thing, which we've used it so much, is breath.
I was just thinking, I knew you were going to go there.
And life.
So I kept on thinking of this.
And life. Like, it's a gift. We didn't manufacture it. Yes, we can do things to sustain it. We can do things to enhance it, to become more aware of it. But it's a gift. We're receiving it.
What comes to mind, actually, is the parable Jesus had about the guy that was forgiven the money. It's like, do we really view our lives as that? Do we view everything in our life as coming from the hand of God? And wow, you've really given to me, so how can I, on the flip side, be stingy or withhold what God's asking me to do or give, you know?
Yeah.
And I forget, I'm no example of doing that perfectly every day, but I think God calls us all to be aware of that. Or that parable one of good.
That's why the state of the union address is constantly important, because you realize the importance of realizing the union with God, with our with that flow.
And I think that's one of the reasons that giving is first, is because we do automatically know that I had to have received something. So unless we give, we don't know we've received. Sometimes we don't tap into it. But we're designed to. We're designed to it. And giving opens something to make us aware of what we're receiving. I don't know if that's, like, he used a story this week in his thinking week, and he was talking about how somebody had a flat tire in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah.
And suddenly they're pulling. Now, these people before that weren't thinking that they were going around with resources to help somebody. They didn't think they had anything to give until the need arose for a gift. And then suddenly it's like, oh, I have this. And I think some of the giving forces us into seeing things that we've never seen that we received because we took them for granted. Because we're so self-contained, self-absorbed, self-focused, that it's like, oh, I didn't even think, like, this is, I'm connected. I never saw it that way. Yeah, I don't know.
So,
this is also a pointer, indicator, finger.
Yeah, I've been pondering that.
Yeah.
So it tells you the direction it can direct.
Okay.
But when I'm receiving, I was trying to blend that with it being the received, and how this receiving, I actually think you just pointed out one of the... I wish I had planned that statement.
I think that almost qualifies as a bad dad joke somehow. I mean, I know that's a poor pun.
You didn't bring up this one, though.
That's right. Yeah. So, but you were pointing out that in giving, we become aware of what we have received, and it feels like, I guess that's a little bit opposite of that. So still, I guess, pondering, you know, how does the receiving point out
receiving his directive, though.
It points out what we've been given.
His
we direct receiving just like
I'm directing you with my pointer finger. You, that's money, right? Yeah, 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 yeah. All your money, all your money. Come here. That's terrible. Sorry, you were trying to say.
No, that. But there is directive. There are directive properties in receiving. The other thing that I think, well, you have the opportunity to direct receipt. When things come in, it's not just directing it on the outgo, it's actually directing it on the inflow as well. What am I going to do with this resource? Where am I going to direct it? Do I have, and this is a big one and we haven't gotten here yet, but do I have the capabilities and capacities to steward this receipt? Am I prepared for receiving? Do I, quote, have a place for it to flow? Do I have a, quote, channel through which it is to flow? I think I'm going to start rapping now. Do I have a different sorry.
Well,
I'm
going back to the breath. So how I receive the breath, I'm going to breathe no matter what. But how I choose to steward it, whether I may lengthen my inhale, whether I hold that inhale, these all send different messages of what I'm receiving with that same breath. It's the same breath. But with that commodity, I can say to my nervous system, either take it up or calm it down.
That's profound. That's what it is.
But that's all receiving.
And I keep thinking of the old adage, you know, pointing at somebody, accusing them, whatever. You got three fingers pointing back at you,
right?
You know, and I felt the, you know, okay, you're receiving with this, you know, whatever. But even when you go like this, you got three things. So it is a directive that receiving is directing all this back, you know, here. And then when you think of breath, it is hard. There's a guy who held his breath for 19 minutes. Something crazy like that, but it's hard. You have to breathe it back out again. So it's directed
hard
in that receiving.
Yes.
You will end up kind of breathing that what you receive back out again in some form or another, and that gets to be directed too in the whole breathing exercise thing.
But also think that it's not just on the outside. So I'm saying something physical, but where you're actually receiving the most is when you're internal. I don't know
that. What do you mean by that? This would equate on money too, I feel like.
I have food you know not of.
Yeah, is that the essence of it? I have food you know not of.
Yeah, you can say that. That's good. I'll leave it there. Your source is not outside you. So I can start, when I'm starting to feel lack, it's usually because I'm looking for something external because I'm not aware of something that's internal. Now, going internal does not separate me. Actually, it makes me more connected because then I become aware of the body, then I become aware of it. So I'm not saying separate when I go internal. I'm saying actually I'm going into the source, becoming more one. Oh, it's all mine. It's all ours. It's all one. Now I can like go back. That's how I start saying, all right, I see what I think. And it just helps me like not get so fixated in. Because, you know, we're just coming off allergy season for me. So I had a lot of times where I'm like, man, just get deeper breath, a more sustained breath, one without sinus congestion, and that I had to think about the breath isn't just coming from the inside, outside. So how many ways can you start participating in a breath that's it's not just oxygen.
That's it.
That you're unaware of. Well, how many ways can I start partaking in the economy that's love-based as opposed to fear-based, even when I'm in the fear-based? Because the love-based is existing even right now.
Yeah,
I just haven't been participating in it. So when I see that lack on the outside of money, then I'm like, oh, there's a whole economy here to tap into, and it's flowing through me. I'm not disconnected from it. How can I become more aware of it here? Because I'm the manifestor too.
I've found in my marriage with Becca, and I've never experienced this any time before, not even my previous marriage. But I've told her, and I think I shared this once before with you, Joy, that I said to her, like, I have a desire for you to take everything. But I believe that's a biblical desire, and you can flip it, because God has literally said he's given us everything. And how do we receive that through belief? But, and how can we understand that that is really God's heart for us to receive everything or to give us everything? And I think I can understand that better of me actually having that desire and be like, well, this isn't a unique desire. That's a desire from the heart of God saying, I mean, it's no different from a father to a child saying, yeah, all I have is yours. I want to give it to you.
Well, I can do a concrete on that too. So a story that just illustrates something. So I was on vacation, and this woman, who I didn't know that well, but we had talked, so we'd become friends, she offered me some food.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, would you like some of this? And my first response was, are you serious, or are you just being polite?
Mm-hmm.
Because I automatically assumed there were strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
or what's wrong with the food?
No, I knew she had to be on a very restrictive diet for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And she was willing to share her precious commodity with me. And I'm like, what are you trying to get out of this deal? Because,
mm-hmm.
like, sure, I'll eat it. I would love it. But I'm not going to take it from you. And she's
mm-hmm.
like, who would say to you that they wanted to share and didn't mean it?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's me. I was like, and that's kind of what I assume when I'm receiving. I'm like, where are the strings?
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be strings. There's a contract here. And if I can't pay off, I don't even want to say yes to take it.
Or that it's not, and in that saying that it's not a perfect gift.
Yeah, and that it's limited.
Yeah.
It's not complete.
Yeah.
It's limited. But that was just a mental block.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not aware of a lot of things I'm receiving all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Gene, we have to have enough time for the rest of them.
Okay. Well, I am gonna. So
yeah, but I'm nervous about the next one.
No.
You to put it by itself, please.
No. So first of all, receive. Since receive has not gotten a whole lot of, I mean, I know we gave it some
press.
We gave it some love here, but there are actually, and again, this is just, I say this as if it's definitive, and it's not. But what comes to me is there are four flows, as it were, subflows, channels, something, of this flow of receive. Okay, and I'm going to rip through these. I will make them available. Because, yeah, in the interest of time. But we're going to talk about expected. So we have expected flows of receiving.
Okay.
So an expected flow of receiving is something, is a type of flow, like things like wages. We get paid. We get a paycheck. Every 2 weeks, I got a paycheck. That is an expected flow of receipt. Receiving flow, okay? Benefits at our job, something that comes regularly, it's expected, it's current, it's predictable, it's present, it's part of my history, I count on it. Now here's where it starts getting interesting, right? It's what I'm comfortable with, It's what I'm used to. It's what I'm accustomed to. It's what's known. Okay? For quote, good or bad. Okay? So this is where many of us put our trust. We put our trust in expected flows of receiving. We count on it. The temptation is, this is my source. I make this possible. I get my identity from here. I make the money. I go out and I make my money.
I tell Becca that every week.
You tell her every week, right? It's me focused or us, and when I say us, I mean me and mine, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So that's one quote stream of receiving flow. Then there's a receiving flow that is unexpected. This might be things like gifts or I had some good luck and I play the lottery every week, but this week I won $5. Okay? So it's surprising. It can happen at any time. I can't count on this. Oftentimes it's not money or finances. Sometimes it comes through my hand, but oftentimes it's through the hands of others. So this is a gift from someone else. This is an unexpected blessing from somebody else. Sometimes it's through my hand, but oftentimes not. Its value or consequence is very variable. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. My 5-year-old brought me a picture from preschool, and I put it on my refrigerator. It was an unexpected inflow, an unexpected receiving, okay? And the value of that is variable. Well, I really value, oh, I love that, Johnny. I'm going to put it on my refrigerator, and it's going to be, okay? And it's very important, and, okay? Right? Because it is less predictable, it's less likely that we, quote, need to rely on each other. There's an uncertainty there with this unexpected gift. There's not necessarily a quote, set connection. If I'm getting an expected receipt from my job, I got to show up, okay? There are certain things I need to do. It's understood. It's known. This is much more uncertain, okay? So that's a second flow of receipt. Another flow of receipt is anticipated. This is often future-based. It's in development. It's in process. It typically requires faith, okay? It requires trust, oftentimes in other people. The outcome is often predictable but not guaranteed. There's no guarantee, but so. You guys are being a part of this course. I am anticipating that this course is going to grow beyond this group, okay? I'm trusting and I'm having faith that something in the future is going to happen, but at the same time, I'm also receiving something now from you guys, okay? From the opportunity to do this. Okay? Again, I'm ripping through these, I know. Yeah, okay. Unanticipated. Then we have unanticipated sources, okay? This is long-lost aunt leaving me $100,000. Didn't even know I had an aunt. Certainly didn't know she knew who I was. And $100,000, you go, awesome! Okay? A cancer diagnosis. And now there's no evidence of cancer. There is a miraculous healing. I didn't expect the cancer diagnosis. I certainly didn't expect the healing. A random meeting that develops into a lifelong love relationship. Okay? They're less predictable. They're beyond what I plan, predict, or even imagine. Oftentimes, I can only, quote, see them in hindsight. Quote, when I look back, I realize what a, quote, blessing that was, or what a quote, at the time, or looking, quote, into the future, I couldn't have seen it. When I'm looking forward, this is faith and hope in the unseen, even beyond anticipated. I didn't see that coming, might be a statement that you make with an unanticipated. Okay.
Understand the difference between unexpected and unanticipated.
I was thinking the same thing.
Expectation has some guidelines to it.
She said unexpected.
Has some possible unexpected. Unexpected.
And unanticipated.
Okay. Unexpected has more guidelines to it. Unanticipated is beyond our unexpected. I knew my kid was going to preschool today. I didn't expect them to bring me a art project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's within the realm of possibility. They could do that. I wasn't expecting it, but okay. Unanticipated, I didn't even know I had an aunt. So her leaving me $100,000 was off the radar.
So no chance for expectation.
And usually, oftentimes, you don't see it, quote, in its quote fullness until 2020 hindsight, and you go, oh my goodness, like that was amazing.
Thank you.
That thing that happened. Okay, Michaela, can you turn off the recorder just for a second? We're gonna take a quick break. Mm-hmm.